And so we were all there on a compound together in this province, trying to figure out how best to move the government of Afghanistan forward, different various projects that we were working on, mentoring of Afghan government officials, training of Afghan government security forces, these kind of things.
And you were actually part of the time in a Humvee taking pictures.
Yes, indeed. And that's where the title of the book comes from. About 50% of these pictures were taken from a moving vehicle, a Humvee, a helicopter, or a plane. And on these long 2 and 3 and 5 and 6 hour journeys in a Humvee, one tends to try to do something. And that's what I tried to do.
You focus on people, public markets, children. There's a lot of landscape photos.
I decided to front load all the PRT stuff, that is the U.S. government involvement, military involvement in the introduction. So that's the first 10 pages. And then the rest of it is just day in the life of. So part of the intention of this book was to provide service members returning from Afghanistan a book that they could share with their family and friends that didn't deal with the day after the bombing in the marketplace or the IED or the firefight. Something they could sit down and show their family, you know, small children, and just give them an idea for how the country actually works, what people do there, how the market operates, children going to school, landscape, agriculture, all these things.
But as you say, anybody can look at the pictures and get something out of the book. I mean, they're beautiful photographs, and they're very, you bring the people alive within the pictures.
I asked myself why there wasn't a book like this, and part of the reason for that is people do not like to be photographed there. So that was an issue, that was a problem. And as the diplomatic representative for a province there, I didn't feel it was part of my job to stick my camera in everyone's face, so I would usually ask people. Now, of course, you can't do that from a plane or a helicopter or a moving vehicle, but you can do it when you're just walking around. And I was surprised. Most people were flattered and wanted me to take their picture. And if I had much better pictures, much better composed pictures when I asked people, and I could take my time and kind of try to tell a little story with the photo and try to include what's going on in their daily life. I think some of the personal photos, the photos of the people, that helped a lot.
A lot of folks who hear about the Iraq or Afghan war just think of it as Americans fighting Al-Qaeda or whoever overseas. And we don't think about ordinary day-to-day stuff like going to the market, which is in the book. This is sort of a different window.
Yeah, I find it kind of interesting that after 10 years plus of us being engaged in this conflict, people still don't seem to know much about Afghanistan. But it does surprise me that people still confuse Iraq and Afghanistan, confuse the people, the culture, the policies that we have. I would think that after, you know, 10 years in this conflict and all the blood and treasure that we shed on this, that we would have a greater understanding of it. And that's sort of, you know, one of the things that I hope to do with the book is give people a nutshell understanding of what at least was happening in this province and give them a taste for the complexity and the issues and the problems that the country faces and that we face as a country trying to develop a policy there.
Not an easy task.
No, indeed, indeed not. And I don't pretend to have all the answers, and you won't find them in this book, but hopefully people will understand the situation there a little better after looking through it.